Blog Talk Radio.
How do you guys feel about what's happening, this pandemic that's happening, COVID-19?
Safe. And guys, my mom can make her own little dental mask, so she will be selling them soon, don't worry. And I have my daughter, Sonic. And no!
All right, so what are you guys doing to keep yourself busy at home?
My mommy bought us a golden star and an iPad. My mommy bought a golden star and an iPad, by the way, I'm forcing.
All right, so you got some new gadgets, new toys to play with to keep yourself busy. Have you guys been homeschooling?
Yeah!
How does that homeschooling feel, Ramel Sonic? Why is it bad? Are you not excited learning new things, learning rhyming words?
Every time I play with my dad, my boy, I just have to learn.
You just have to learn?
Yeah.
So how do you feel home being homeschooled and not seeing your friends in school in your first grade class?
Happy.
You're happy to be home?
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm in first grade, right? But I'm doing fourth grade stuff. That's the most. It's really fun. I'm wanting to do decimals.
Okay, so I've been teaching you some things that you haven't learned before. Yes, I'm trying to keep you advanced. But how do you feel not being in school? And not seeing your friends and your teacher and getting up every day?
Happy and sad.
Okay, tell me what's the sad part.
The sad part is I cannot go to school and see my friends.
Okay, so, and
happy part.
What's your happy part?
The happy part is I don't have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning, looking tired, having to wake up, wash my face, and wash myself, and then eat some breakfast and drive to school after 6 in the morning.
So you don't miss that wake-up call time, huh? So what time do you wake up now that you're home quarantined?
9:32. Wait. 7 o'clock to 9:30.
So sometimes between 7 to 9. Okay. And what's an average day for you being home quarantined, Ramal? What do you do during the daytime? What can you tell the kids to keep themselves busy because they can't go out to the playground?
And video games and play with dad and mom.
And hang out with your dad and your mom. Have you guys seen any cool movies lately that you could recommend people to take a look at?
Yes.
What movie you seen?
I've seen Ninjago.
Ninjago.
Jericho.
Gratapuelo.
No.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Are you guys worried about this COVID-19? Are you guys worried about getting the virus? How do you feel? You're not too worried about it?
No.
No, you're not scared at all.
How do you feel, Mommy?
Well, I am feeling confident. I am being I'm being wise and I'm being fearless at the same time. I know that it's important too that we have to stay indoors, okay, to help a lot of people out there who may not be doing too well if they get this virus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just want to stay safe and stay indoors. So it's kind of hard for Mommy to get used to the new routine of life. But, you know, I'm happy to be home close with my kids and my family, right?
Okay. Nice.
So give
it's all back for Mommy.
Give us some tips. Give us some tips to keep yourself happy.
We're going to have to close off with a little bit more talking because we only have 31 to 29 seconds.
No, we have 8 minutes left. Keep talking, my mom. What are you doing? What are you
going to
be doing this weekend?
I'm going to be.
Did your mommy bake y'all any good bakey, good stuff since
yeah.
I've been? What you had?
Cinnamon rolls.
You had some cinnamon rolls?
That.
And mommy been making some good food to feed your belly, right?
Yeah.
Some food that have high to keep your immune system boosted, right? So we've been drinking good soup. What's your favorite part of eating soup?
Dumplings.
Having some what?
Dumplings. And you guys.
Dumplings.
Guess what? My mom bought me an ATV.
Oh, you got a new ATV, so you've been riding around the backyard.
By the way, guys, the plan is by Daddy. Shout out to Daddy in Black America Radio.
Yes, because he helped to put your cars together. So you was riding around the yard, Ramel?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What? Put my binding book to the ride on the grass. Always hard stuff.
Okay, so your bike couldn't ride on the grass too good on you on the hard road.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, you're gonna get your ATV coming soon, right?
Yeah.
So what else have you guys been doing to keep yourself busy?
By the way, and also shout out to Daddy for giving me this awesome soda.
Oh no, soda! Have you been drinking a lot of water though? Have you been drinking vitamin boost? And do you guys take any vitamins?
Yeah.
Yeah, every day.
Mhm.
So mommy give you multivitamins every day, so it can help you with a strong immune system.
Yep.
It's important, right?
Yep.
Do you guys brush your teeth every day?
Yeah.
How many times a day do you brush your teeth?
Every day.
2 times a day. Are you washing your hands after you use the potty?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you washing your hands before you eat?
Yes.
Are you washing your hands before you go after you come from outside?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you wash your face and take your clothes off after you come from outside?
Yes.
Yes and no.
Do you take your shoes off and put your shoes away when you come from outside?
Yes. Yeah.
No shoes in my house.
Yeah, no shoes in no house.
Okay. All right. So it's important to stay clean.
I said yes or no.
All right. Why do you say yes or no?
I can't remember which one.
Okay. I don't remember either. So, but it's important, though, to remember to tell everyone on all the kids out there to stay safe and to remember to practice clean hygiene, wash your hands, and it's important to keep your toys clean as well. Do you guys keep your gadgets clean?
Mm-hmm.
Are you keeping your toys clean? Are you picking up your toys just behind yourself so mommy don't have to yell too much?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? Why not the no? Why the no part?
Because sometimes we use the toys on the floor.
Oh, no, and it makes me go crazy, right? So what are you guys doing to help mommy out? Do you think it's important for kids to work with their parents and make sure they clean up behind themselves, especially after they eat, they put the dishes away?
Yeah.
They take their dish, throw their food away, and put their dish in the sink or in the dishwasher to help out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then when you take off your dirty clothes, do you put it in the laundry bin?
Yeah.
And when mommy washes your clothes and she dries your clothes and she folds your clothes, do you put it in your drawers?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's important to help out with routines in the house. Is it important for children to have chores? Why is that important?
Because when you have chores, it'll help with your house. It helps your house.
And it helps to keep it clean,
yep.
Right? And it helps to keep corona away, right?
Yes.
And keep everything.
No corona in our house.
No corona in our house.
Yeah.
All right. So how you guys are, are you guys anticipating, you know, the school is going to be out for the rest of the semester, so you're not going to probably go back to school until August. What are we going to do from now to August, Ramel?
We don't wipe and take the...
We're going to do what?
Patience.
Have patience. Okay. I hear that. So what are you going to do to have patience? How are you going to keep yourself?
I know.
What are you going
to
do?
To have patience, I might, when we're going to the doctor's office, I might bring my iPad to go feel cool.
Well, I guess what? Right now, we may not be able to go to the doctor's office. A lot of doctors are doing virtual house calls right now. Do you know what virtual house calls are?
Yeah.
What are that? What's that?
Virtual house calls are when the doctors call you to see do you have a checkup or anything, or call you if you have like a source of whatever, I can't think of the name.
So they'll call you on your phone so you can have a face-to-face meeting with the doctor over the phone, right?
Yeah.
All right, and that's very important because right now we don't want to go to the doctor's office. There's a lot of sick and unhealthy people that's going to be out and about. And we have to stay home and try to keep ourselves high with our immunity and keep our immunity boosting and make sure we drink a lot of water.
You guys, so when this 2 minutes is gone, we're going to...
Okay. You always want the time. Are you in charge of the time today?
Yes.
Okay, so we got 2 minutes left in the show?
Yes.
Do you guys have anything to say about corona? Again, anything else to leave to the fans or to the listeners?
Yes.
What do you want to say to them?
Everybody that feels sad that they can't go to school, everybody that feels happy that they can't go to school, I feel you. I have that same feeling.
So they're not alone, right? All right, and what about the kids that's probably having a hard time to sleep at night and they can't fall asleep? What do you tell them?
I would tell them, if you can't fall asleep, ask your mom to buy a doll. But if they say no, then at least try to hug your pillow or hug like the toy or something, then they help you fall asleep.
Okay, and maybe some soothing music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and also you can have like a little bit, like if your mom bought like a white drink to go in your room, you can like have it.
A nightlight?
Yeah, like a nightlight.
Okay. Yeah, nightlight is cool. All right, so it's been fun, right? So until next time, Ramal, do you have any last words you would like to say?
Yeah.
Bye. All right, and Roz, do you have any last words you would like
to say? Yes. I love all my listeners that support my mommy's channel and my daddy's channel in Back America Radio and Spoken Girl Week. And I love all my listeners that listen to me. I love you guys. And don't think that I don't love you because I love you all. Thank you for supporting our channel.
All right. Thank you so much for the listeners. Take care of yourself and stay safe. All right now.
Bye.
Bye.